Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Life, Love, and Health. There's so many cool cliches about alcohol and problem drinking, you probably heard most of them, like, at first, drinking is fun. Then, it's fun and trouble. And finally, it's just nothing but trouble. That's the primary, chronic, progressive, and sometimes fatal disease theory of alcoholism. Or as the people at AA would say, quit or die. That's it, black and white. Well, our next guest has another approach to drinking issues. It's called harm reduction. What's that? Well, it's about making trades. Here's an example. I'll trade you methadone for heroin so you don't have to lie, cheat, or steal to get your fix. I'll trade you a clean needle for a dirty one so you'll be less likely to spread HIV/AIDS and hepatitis C. You get the idea. Our next guest is an expert at meeting people with where they are at with harm reduction. He's Ken Anderson, author of How to Change Your Drinking, A Harm Reduction Guide to Alcohol. And he'll be joined by Red Girl. Ken, Red, it's nice to have you on Life, Love, and Health.
Well, it's great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Red, you describe yourself as a 50-year-old professional with a successful career who was exposed to AA early on when, I guess you were 6 years old, and you spied in one of your dad's AA living room group meetings. Yet later on, you developed your own issues with alcohol. Tell us about that, and then beyond that, let's find out how you got to where you're at now.
Well, I enjoyed drinking, and I suppose I would have been considered a regular drinker for most of my adult life. I was in the habit of stopping with colleagues many, if not most, evenings after work and having a couple of drinks to relax and talk about business. I liked wine with my dinner. And a few years ago, I'd say it's been a little over 3 years ago now, I found myself in the situation of being out of work. I was temporarily, as has happened to a lot of people in this economy, I was temporarily without work. It didn't feel very temporary at the time, and I found myself gradually increasing my drinking to the point where I was definitely not having fun with it anymore.
In fact, that's typically called a trigger, and it's not unusual.
What originally got me to hams, though, was not my own issue, but I have a brother who was having some trouble to the point where he was having legal issues, and I was looking for alternatives to him.
Now, let's pause there for just a moment. Ken, what is hams, H-A-M-S?
HAMS, the acronym stands for Harm Reduction, Abstinence from Alcohol, Moderation, and Support. It's a free-of-charge lay-led support group for people who want to make any positive change in their drinking, from safer drinking to reduced drinking to quitting altogether.
Thank you. So, Red, you essentially intervened on your brother's behalf to try to find some help for him. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you found HAMS.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, how did your brother feel about HAMS in relation to, say, Alcoholics Anonymous, which he was also involved in?
I don't think my brother actually ended up exploring HAMS at all. At that time, he was still drinking very, very heavily, not interested in looking at doing anything about his drinking at all. But what happened was, in reading through the information on the HAMS website, I discovered it definitely had a lot to say to me. I was in a situation where I was not at all happy with my drinking and did not want to face that, because the only alternative that had ever been put in front of me was AA, and I'm not a big fan of AA.
In fact, you have stated that at one point early on, when you attended Altatine and Al-Anon meetings as related to your father's drinking, that you became suspicious of a culture that that related to a huge and profitable treatment industry, and also, interestingly enough, how flimsy the evidence was that, that AA was actually working.
Yes.
That's probably a fairly new concept for many people.
And I also saw, I was in my early, like I said, late teens, early 20s at that time, I also saw a number of young people, you know, teenagers even, that because, you know, they'd gone out and had partied a little too much with their friends or whatever, their parents had slapped them into a treatment center, they became indoctrinated with AA beliefs, and it became a self-fulfilling prophecy. They convinced themselves that they had a disease, and they went out and acted accordingly. And I found that pretty appalling.
I'd like to direct the next question to Ken. Ken, does Red's story ring true? Is it fairly typical or not unusual?
Well, there's not been any real research on this aspect. I know a friend of mine wants to do research on this, but I've encountered many people, well, first my own story, when I went to AA and traditional treatment and I was told that alcohol was powerful, cunning, baffling, and I was powerless. Well, my subconscious mind kind of absorbed that, and I drank more after AA and treatment than I ever had in my life. In fact, I had to be medically detoxified so I didn't die of alcohol withdrawal. So for me, that whole thing of being told that alcohol is more powerful than I am, that just says that I can't do anything. Doesn't work for me.
I'm reminded of the old joke about the guy who goes to the doctor and says, "Doc, I think I'm an alcoholic. I'm drinking too much. What should I do?" And the doctor says, "Well, the first thing you should do is stop hanging around people who drink." So what did the guy do? He quit AA. it's funny, yes, but according to your story, Ken, the AA experience actually inspired you to drink, which seems very bizarre to me.
Well, quite a few people have come to me with the identical story that they went to AA and their drinking increased, and that's why they were looking for something else, because it just wasn't working for them at all.
And Red, the something else for you was Hams, and of course we're speaking with Ken Anderson too, who's the author of How to Change Your Drinking, A Harm Reduction Guide to Alcohol. Ultimately, with the help of Hams, you resolved your drinking issues, and you change your drinking, you're back to work, and you're doing fine, and yes, you still drink, but as you say, you drink vastly less, and when you choose to drink, you do it with awareness and enjoyment. Quote, "It is no longer a maladaptive coping strategy for me." Congratulations.
Exactly. Thank you.
Have you met resistance to the path that you've chosen? When you discuss these issues?
Well, I do not actually discuss these issues with anyone in my family because again, of the history of AA, and my mother, who is still very much alive and doing well, is such a proponent of AA. I don't discuss it with them at all. My brother is now in AA and doing well, and it's working for him, and I fully support him in that choice.
Well, what you're both discussing in terms of the harm reduction approach to changing one's drinking is that there are many paths to resolution, to finding answers, may it be Alcoholics Anonymous, the harm reduction concept, an organization called Life Ring. There are many places for people to explore. There's not just one way. Would you both agree with that?
Yes.
Harm reduction is a prevention strategy that meets users where they are at and is most popularly associated with methadone programs and needle exchange, as we discussed earlier. It's fascinating that you apply these concepts. Please, everyone, stay with us as Ken will be joined by a true Hams believer later on. Pat Denning, director of the Harm Reduction Therapy Center in San Francisco. Red, thank you so much for joining us today. I really admire what you've done, and congratulations.